Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Big game today. If we win this, we get into the Champions League places, guys. We'll be in Europe for the first time in years. What formation is he playing today? Looks like a 4-3-3. We'll see if he uses those inverted fullbacks again. Good to see he's playing the young lad at the front. What a prospect he is. And he's come through the academy. He'll be pushing for a place in the World Cup squad, I'm sure. Good ball. Look out wide. Come on. Come on, get it in there. Go on. Yes! Get in there, my son. What a finish. Did you see that? He took it first time and on the half volley. Pack your bags, guys. Looks like we're going on a European tour. Okay, just a few minutes to go. Stay strong now. Don't sit too deep. You're going to invite pressure. Referee, foul, surely. Close him down. Close him down. No. No. Oh, God. Oh. Just a few minutes to go. Shocking defending. He's got to get in front of his man, surely. Referee, there was a foul in the build-up. VAR, VAR. VAR. What's it even there for? Might need to unpack those bags, guys. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. I'm up 5-4. This game for the set. Here we go. Oh. Yes, come on. 15 love. Let's keep going. Keep those feet moving. Get your weight forward. Come on. Oh! Oh, me back. Oh! Oh, sorry, mate. My back's gone. Oh, sorry, mate. Oh, sorry. I'm gonna have to forfeit the game. Sorry, mate. Yeah, I was just so stretching there, and yeah, sometimes it goes on me. You know, I slipped a disc in my back a few years ago, and it's just like this weak spot. I'm really sorry, mate. I'm gonna have to stop the game. Yeah, I'll stick some ice on it. I'll be all right. And, yeah, I might be out for a few weeks, but I'll let you know when I'm back. Oh, sorry, mate. Oh. Been there a few times. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Oh, Christmas. Love a Christmas party, don't you? Right, guys, we got everything ready. Alex, I don't know where the spare batteries are. Check the drawer next to the computer. Oh, so excited. Ivy, I'll come and play with you in a minute. I'm just a bit busy. Hannah, is the red cabbage burning again? Better go and check. Okay, everyone all right? Ready? Okay, they're almost here. Okay, they're coming. Okay, here we go. Auntie, great to see you. Oh, it's been so long. How are you? How's your journey? Oh, great to see you. Come on in, come on in. Oh, and cousins, you brought gifts. Oh, well, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. Come on in, come on in. Find a seat. Yes, yeah, go and join the party. Get involved. Wow. Hannah, quick word. The cousins have brought us gifts. we haven't got them anything. I didn't think we were doing gifts for the cousins this year. That's what we agreed, wasn't it? Okay, we've got to give them something. This is getting embarrassing. All right, I'll go in the study, see what I can find. Okay. All right. I can't give them that, surely. I think they've got us Italian panettone from M&S. I think as good as it got. I hope they're not open. Hang on a minute. I'm going to have to give away the Maltesers. They're my favourite. Oh, well, what can you do? Hannah, do you know where the sellotape is? Oh, where is the sellotape? What? Behind the poinsettia? Who keeps sellotape behind the poinsettia? Honestly. Right, here we go. Speed wrapping here. Oh, you can never find the end when you need it, can you, guys? Honestly. Right, here we go. Oh, always end up swallowing a bit as well. Stick that on there. Quite skilled at this now, guys. Oh, here we go. Keep them entertained, guys. I'll be with you in a moment. All right, nice one. Oh, is this all the wrapping paper we've got left? Is this all the wrapping paper we've got? This is all of it, is it? Oh, nightmare. Okay, 1 second. All right. Don't think the cousins are going to be too happy, guys. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. It's harder than it looks. Wow. Joy. Joy to the world. It's everywhere at Christmas, isn't it? Joy. Did you hear it in the prophecy that we read at the start from Isaiah, one of the classic Christmas readings? My word will go out, it will produce fruits, and you will live in joy and peace. And in the Bible story, the angel goes to see the shepherds and says, good news of great joy to all people. Joy. And then we go to carol services and we sing, good tidings of comfort and joy. And we sing, joy to the world, the Lord has come. But let's be honest, guys. Sometimes we don't feel especially joyful, do we? And I've given you some examples today that sometimes we invest in the things of the world, hobbies and interests, but they sometimes let us down, don't they? Or we can pursue our leisure activities, but sometimes we can experience physical pain and suffering. And sometimes we can hang out with family and friends, but relationships can get fractured and strained. And yet we have to come at Christmas and hear about joy. And we have to sing about joy. But sometimes it's really, really hard, isn't it? However, I want to encourage you today that even if you're in one of those struggling places, you can know joy today. You can stand and sing, joy to the world, the Lord has come, let earth receive her King. You can sing that wholeheartedly because it's true for us all today. And that is what the reading from Romans 5, 1 to 11 is all about. Paul, having described the heart of the gospel, who Jesus is and what he's done for us, gives us a description of a life of faith in Jesus. And the mark that distinguishes it from everything else is joy. The key characteristic of a life of faith in Jesus is joy. You read it at the end of verse 2. We confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We read it in verse 3. We can even rejoice in our sufferings because suffering produces endurance and character and hope. And we even read about it in verse 11 when he says that we can rejoice in the wonderful new relationship we have with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. These things are true for us today. And no matter your circumstances, you can know the joy of the Lord. Let's go to our first example. We're made for joy. We want to pursue joyful things, things that make us feel good about ourselves. But so often, the things that we pursue in the world can be temperamental and temporary. They can be temperamental because they're inconsistent and they're unreliable. And they're temporary because they don't always last. And yet we can find, can't we, joy in the things around us. C.S. Lewis writes about this in his autobiography, which is actually called Surprised by Joy. Because he found that when he became a Christian, the thing that he was most surprised by was the joy that he found in his new relationship with God. Now, C.S. Lewis had lots of different interests. He loved literature, he loved music, he loved hanging out with his friends, he loved having those deep, complex debates and conversations with people. But what he came to find was, when he became a Christian, that the joy wasn't actually in the things themselves, but the joy was found in the source of those good things, which was God himself. And he found that the joy that he felt in those things actually pointed him to the true source of joy, the Lord God Almighty. And he writes about it at the end of his autobiography. And he describes the joyful things that he finds as signposts. Signposts to the source of joy, God himself. And signposts to the eternal joy that we find in the Lord. Let me read you what he describes. He says this: when we are lost in the woods, the sight of a signpost is a great matter. He who first sees it cries, "Look!" And the whole party gathers round and stares. But when we found the road and a passing signpost every few miles, we shan't stop and stare. They'll encourage us and we'll be grateful to the authority that set them up. But we won't stop and stare, not that much, not on this road, though their pillars are of silver and their lettering are of gold. C.S. Lewis is describing the signposts that point to the source of true joy, God himself. And he sees the joy that he experiences in this life as signposts to the eternal joy that he will experience forever with the Lord. And that's where Paul begins in Romans chapter 5. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. I want to encourage you today that you can find joy in the things of the world, but those joys are but a foretaste of the eternal joy that you are going to know forever when you're sharing God's glory. So you can rejoice today. You can sing joy to the world because you can confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing in God's glory forever. Secondly, it can be really, really difficult when we're in physical pain, can't it, to sing of joy? Or there might be other forms of suffering and struggle that you are going through at this time that make it really hard for you to sing and to speak of joy. Well, Paul writes, doesn't he, in Romans chapter 5, that we can find joy in those things because of the growth that it brings us. It grows our character, it grows our faith, and sufferings draw us deeper into our relationship with God. And what we find there is that God, by his Spirit, pours his love into our hearts. Let me read you those verses again. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. Endurance develops strength of character. Character strengthens our hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. I know that some of us are really struggling today. And it's really hard when you're put into a situation where people are talking about joy and you're having to stand up and sing about being joyful. Can I encourage you today that God can use your struggle for good in growing you in your character, and growing you in your faith. And as you press into God during your struggle, you will experience the depth of God's love for you. And in that, you can rejoice. But we can also rejoice in our suffering, because ultimately, we have a God who came in the form of his Son, Jesus Christ, and who suffered. Who suffered. And therefore, a Savior who understands and sympathizes and empathizes with us in our sufferings. Just before those great verses from Isaiah 55, the prophet talks about the coming of Jesus in these terms. There's nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised, he was rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we didn't care. Yet it was our weaknesses that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. We thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins, but he was pierced for our rebellion and crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. You can rejoice in suffering because you have a Savior who suffered, and he suffered to bring you joy. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. And he laid down his joy for your joy. So we can stand and sing today, joy to the world, even if we're in that place of struggling and suffering today. And finally, we can even sing joy to the world when we're struggling in relationships. Relationship breakdown can be really, really hurtful, can't it? I've been in this place quite a lot when I feel like there's fracture or brokenness in relationships. And sometimes what we really want to do is hide away. Excuse me, just get some water. Sorry. My throat's gone really dry, and I don't know why. I'll keep talking, and hopefully it loosens up. I have some more water. Even with this weird throat, I'm going to rejoice, right? Shall I gargle on the mic? How bizarre. Okay, we're getting there. I'm going to just keep going. So we can seek after joy in relationships, but so often we can get hurt in those relationships. And what can very easily happen is something called detachment. I don't know if you've experienced this yourself, that your instinct is to want to hide away because you're scared of getting hurt. I've been in that situation myself, where I've just withdrawn because I'm fearful of what might happen in a relationship. But the problem is, with withdrawing, with detaching yourself and hiding away, is that you don't know the joy of living, and you don't know the joy of relationship, even in all its messiness. And actually, when you hide away, you lose out on the joy of that relationship being restored. The joy of reconciliation. A broken relationship made new. I think that's why Jesus talks so much about how we relate to each other. He doesn't want us to hide away. He wants us to know the joy of relationships. It's why he teaches us how to be in relationship but not to judge each other. How we can forgive and be forgiven and keep forgiving. How we can show mercy just as we have been shown mercy. And how he instructs us to, before we even go to offer our sacrifice of worship, to be reconciled to those with whom we have a breakdown in relationship. Because he wants us to know the joy of relationship with each other and the joy of restored relationship. I want to encourage you today that if you're in that situation where you feel like you're hiding away, that you can step out from that place of fear into freedom, and you can know the joy of restored relationship. And you can sing Joy to the World today because of the restored relationship that God through Jesus has brought us. Because God didn't hide away. When our relationship with him was broken, he didn't hide away. In fact, he stepped into the darkness and was God with us. He didn't hide away. He came into the world and into our brokenness through his son, Jesus Christ, to restore our relationship with himself. And that's what the joy is in the last section of our passage. And it's the heart of the gospel, isn't it? The heart of the gospel is the joy of a wonderful new relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And let me just read you this last section. And I really hope and pray that today that you know the joy of your restored new relationship with God through Jesus. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who's especially good. But God showed his great love for us, that while we were still sinners, he sent Jesus Christ to die for us. Since we've been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. And so my prayer and hope for you today is, even within the unpredictable, unreliable things of this world, that you can find joy, but that you know that that joy is a signpost to the source of true joy, God himself. And that you remember that that joy that you find there is a signpost to the eternal joy that you know with God forever and ever. I hope and pray that those who are struggling today, maybe in physical or emotional pain or struggle, that as you press deeper into God, that you will experience again the depths of his love for you. And that you will know that God can use what you're going through for good in your life to help you to grow. And that you will know his joy afresh today. And I really hope and pray that those of you who are existing in difficult relationships, maybe they're where there is brokenness, or maybe where you feel like you are having to hide away, that you can find freedom in the joy of restored relationships. And that maybe you can take those steps to restore those relationships today. But then also, therefore, find the joy of your new restored relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And that you can rejoice in your wonderful new relationship with God that will last every single day, now and forever. And I think we can all sing Joy to the World this Christmas. Amen.